An Iraqi woman is visiting Capitol Hill this week. Vian Dekil is a member of Iraq's parliament. She is also Yazidi, a religious minority slaughtered and enslaved by ISIS.
She called attention to Yazidi suffering and is in the United States now to receive a human rights prize named for a Holocaust survivor. She spoke with us through an interpreter.
We still have about 3,600 girls and women and children under ISIS control. 85% of the cities and villages of Yazidi are destroyed, completely destroyed. I need to give my speech to the USA and focus again about what happened in the Yazidi.
But her trip here almost did not happen after President Trump signed his executive order banning travel from 7 mostly Muslim nations, including Iraq.
When I'm heard about this decision, it means all the Iraqi people are equal with the terrorists. It's not fair. It's not true.
She was given a waiver to travel by the State Department. Now a judge has temporarily blocked the entire ban, though Dekil says it still sent a message to her people.
Maybe I can travel to the USA because I have an opportunity. But what about all those victims? I'm sure they are thinking about why USA do that. We are a victim. We need opportunity. We need help from all the international community.
Vian Dekil receives the Tom Lantos Human Rights Prize on Capitol Hill tomorrow.